On my way up that long road with the roundabouts, I spot the Garda car on my left. I'm not over the speed limit, am I? But the car follows, flashes, and I pull into the side. A smiling young guard takes my driving license and goes back to his car to check up on me. When he returns, he tells me I will get a fine, points. But as I'm on my way to the hospital, I might be able to make a case for myself to the superintendent. I drive away, composing that letter in my head. Dear Superintendent, please excuse my speeding. I was on my way to the hospital to attend a puppet show. I'm very late now, but still welcomed into the Waterford Healing Arts Trust building for Stories from the Wellfield, a workshop for artists in care settings with older people. And within minutes, I'm warming up and getting ready to play with my hand puppet, read poetry, sing, and win a smelly sock in a macchiato raffle. Preparing to work with people who have lost their short-term memory, we are asked, what percentage of communication happens through words and what through body language? 50-50, someone answers. But we are told that only 7% of communication is through words, the rest through body language. After the workshop, I walk over to the foyer of the hospital where the group Akara are giving a lunchtime concert. They are playing the Pachelbel Bell. And I begin to notice the body language of people passing through on their different pathways, diagonal, straight, zigzag, meandering and circular, to and from the coffee dock, the wards and different departments, the library, shop, hairdressers, chapel, and in and out through the entrance, stopping to rub antiseptic gel onto their hands. Doctors hurry by wearing stethoscopes like scarves. A photographer crouches down and focuses his camera. A man leans on his walking frame. He's wearing a blue t-shirt with the words, "Life is good," written across his chest. A puppeteer from the workshop earlier is standing beside a stone sculpture, and beside him a priest, head to one side, the white on his collar like a bird's ruff at the throat. The storyteller from Wexford arrives, and Caroline, a visual artist, passes, her yellow backpack a daffodil splash in the crowd. A boy in a Waterford GAA jersey sits down beside me to eat his ice cream. A nurse takes out his sandwich. A woman in a blue wheelchair smiles when the musicians begin to play a lullaby. The phone at reception starts to ring, and beside that, a lit-up sign advises us to check our testicles. Underneath a green and gold painting, a girl with spotty leggings leans in close to her father. A grey-haired man wearing a candy-striped jacket bends down to root in his canvas bag. One of the musicians balances her harp on an antique footstool to play. And for a time, the foyer grows quiet. And I remember the words of Sarah Jane Williams, "The perfect harmonics produced by a plucked harp string create a wave shape that is the equivalent of white light." And now we are all in the dance, marching, running, shuffling, limping or being wheeled along, bending forward to listen to a heartbeat, a breath, holding a wrist to measure the pulse, drawing a bow across the strings of a cello, handing over a coffee, stepping back to let someone pass, a guard smiling and telling me to slow down. And now we are waltzing, changing partners, waving, hugging, kissing. "Good to see you. I must go. I'll tell her you are asking for her." Maeve and Claire from the Waterford Healing Arts Trust collect words for feedback forms that will try to communicate our experience as a woman with dark hair sings a song about keeping us warm. A volunteer smiles as I leave. On his back, the words, "Friendly front door at UHW. And this front door has not always seemed friendly to me when I or those I loved were ill. But it is friendly just now. And outside to my left, the empty hospice is waiting. I hope that soon I will be there with my notebook, helping to write and record stories, poems, and memoirs. And one day, perhaps, I will be a patient there myself. And though my body will desperately need the care of the medical staff, my soul will be yearning for paintings, poetry, music, my tribe of drummers, dancers, and puppeteers, a violin lullaby to help me pass. But there's no rush. I drive away slowly. Take note of the speed limit. Sing.